This is In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association, where we feature stories about projects and programs that are benefiting Michigan's awesome downtowns. In this episode, Michigan Downtown Association's Executive Director Dana Walker chats with Muskegon DDA's Dave Alexander about its social district and social sandbox. Let's get started.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dana Walker. I am the director with the Michigan Downtown Association, and I'm thrilled today to be talking with Dave Alexander, the Downtown Development Authority Manager for the City of Muskegon. And if everyone put up their map of Michigan hand, of course, we'd find beautiful Muskegon on the shores of Lake Michigan on the west side of our beautiful state. Dave, welcome to our podcast.
Dana, great to be with you today.
Well, thank you so much. I know it's always great to talk to Dave. He has all kinds of insights on almost anything you want to talk about. Specifically,
have also ideas, will travel.
That's right. Specifically, also the downtown. So it's always great and very forward thinker and always knows what's going on, cutting edge stuff. So Dave, we really appreciate your time. You were one of the forethinkers in having social districts in the state of Michigan. I remember a couple years ago at one of our MDA workshops, you stood up in front of people and said, hey, there's this idea, let's bring it to Michigan. And we waited a little bit and it came last year. Can you just briefly go over what a social district is?
Social district is, I like to refer to it as walking a beer down Main Street. And it allows alcoholic beverages in a contained environment to be taken out into common areas outside of bars and restaurants in your downtown or in your mall, or could be anywhere in your community. And the state law was adopted last July of 2020, had overwhelming support in the state legislature and signed by the governor. And that created it, and it's going forward for 5 years, and it would sunset in 5 years, or will come up to hopefully be reintroduced and put forward longer. Because I think in the last year that we've had a social district, we have had the ability to see how it works in each of our communities, each of them probably unique and different as to how they're using it and how it's supporting downtown retail, downtown events, and obviously the downtown establishments. And that's the vibe that is being created in our downtowns. And we would hope that there's enough people getting involved with this statewide, enough communities, and having enough success that this is here to stay.
Yeah, and one thing about the law, the makers, the creators of the law, really left it up to local control. And we're going to see how downtown Muskegon has twisted a little bit to fit their needs and their environment. But I think that's one thing that's really great about this law is that it allows communities to do their thing how they want.
And one size doesn't fit all. I'm using it versus how Petoskey might be using it, or Northville or Grand Rapids, are different. Because we have different histories, we have different needs, we have different mixes of uses in the downtown. And we have different seasons of operation. So there is the ability, as long as you have a political leadership, an administrative leadership, and a law enforcement leadership that is supportive of it, you can craft it pretty much to get done what you need to get done and to create the successes that we're seeing across the state.
Good point. Excellent. Okay, so let's move on. You have a social district, and then you've created, or your partners, and you have created something called the Social Sandbox. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Yeah, but let me give you a little history on Muskegon's downtown first. We are in a historic transformation that has gone really since 2000, and when our downtown Muskegon Mall, which was up for about 20 years, was taken down to the ground. And our mall was basically six blocks of our downtown central business Main Street, Western Avenue, that was had a roof put over it, and not only became a walking street, as they would say in Europe, or a pedestrian mall, but it was an enclosed pedestrian mall, so that the buildings rose up after the second floor or second story of the roof along here. And on one side, there's a Sears, And on the other side, there was a Steckity's, which is a now defunct regional shopping center, department store from Grand Rapids. And that was highly successful from 1976 through basically the mid-90s. As things moved out to a new mall in the outskirts of town, the downtown, with the moving of Sears to that new mall, went away. It basically folded within months, and it was acquired by a nonprofit corporation of a consortium of the Community Foundation Chamber in the city. And that particular property was 23 acres in the heart of our downtown, and it was obliterated. I used to call it, back when I was a journalist writing this as business editor, it was like bombed out Beirut. There were five buildings left in 23 acres. There was no infrastructure, i.e. roads, sewer, water, sidewalks, etc.
Wow.
That was all put back together within the course of 2 or 3 years as we took the mall down. And that there was an MBDC grant that assisted with that. There was support of our community, obviously, both from the private, public, and philanthropic sectors to recreate the downtown. But what happened in that is that we created gaps in the teeth. So we started out with five buildings. We started to put up some buildings. 2008 hit, and things really slowed down. So we had building sites that were available to go that were not being used. There's no interest in it. And the foreseeable future, there wasn't. So we were trying to find creative ways to do that. We created the Western Market, which I presented to one of the, I think when we were in Frankenmuth, to the conference, about 15 pop-up shops. And we received national attention with about $125,000 investment. We created a seasonal retail space, small spaces where the vendors, the end up going on to further get bricks and mortar within our downtown. So that is one creative way that we've used some of those gaps along our main street of Western Avenue. And another was simply before social districts was there to throw some sand down in a corner lot at 2nd and Western, and that we would then have some volleyball posts put up. So we'd have sand, volleyball, and put a couple of picnic tables out there. And it was just a place sort of hang out. And it was there for about a year, maybe two. And then that moved behind the Western Market's pop-up shops. So there's a sand area behind that. So we've got lots of sand here in Muskegon. As you know, we are on the shores of Lake Michigan. We have the great Lake Michigan, West Michigan sugar sand that we need to get rid of from time to time, because it gets blown around on our streets, our roads, along the beach. And the DPW collects it, puts it in various places. And they have been bringing it for a couple of times now downtown to create a unique space for entertainment, recreation, and just gathering. So with Social District, we created what we called the Social Sandbox. And I did not come up with this name, but it works very well. And it was come up with the marketers at Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce. So I give them credit. We are partners here, both the city, the county, the chamber, the foundation, downtown. We work together well in our sandbox. And in this case, we've created the Social Sandbox. It is a lot that is next to a building, Lakeview Lofts, which is a six-story mixed-use building that went up. There'll be a second one going up next to that Lakeview Lofts too. And then this corner lot. So for this year, there is no construction going on in Lakeview Lofts 2. We needed to activate this particular site. And it's across the street from a bar distillery that has moved from the downtown to a new spot on 2nd Street. And it's called Burl & Sprigg. And it's the Burl & Sprigg Distillery. And they are specialists in rum. And they wanted to do something special across the street as they were moving into a restaurant that had closed with COVID and it was not going to be reopening. They released that space, recreated the interior, and they wanted to take that exterior, the interior vibe out into the exterior across 2nd Street and into this vacant lot. And so they talked us into a plan for activating that with, first off, sand. So the city came in and put sand down. And then we put a small portable stage at the end of one and got the approval of the Downtown Muskegon Development Corporation to use this as a space here this summer. It may go on next summer, or we may move the elements of this social sandbox somewhere else to reactivate another space as building and development would dictate. So what is there are probably a dozen, maybe 8 to 10 telephone poles. Just think of a telephone pole. They were then augured in and put into the earth. So they are standing tall. And then they're strung from them electric lights. So there's an electric light pattern. Mm. And then there are, is fabric that is going over. So there's triangular pieces of fabric that are put in a very nice pattern. Whoever did it, I don't know if they did it on computer or what, but the whole Berlin Sprague team came up with this creative approach. And so now there's shade, and then there's light at night. And then underneath that, we just throw some picnic tables. And we have had an activated space for entertainment, for you to go out and have your lunch on, for you to bring a social district drink into, sit down and enjoy it with your friends, neighbors, or family. So that was the plan. That is how we provided the space, the resources. We suspected that it would be about $8,000 as we costed out just the elements, with labor being donated as a sort of barn raising type of a deal. And the district was put up within probably a week or so. And it started to hum about mid-June, and it's been going well ever since. And especially for some of the major events that we have had downtown, our art fair, the We Discover, which was a new ODM music and car event for 4th of July weekend. And then also our famous, however you want to look at it, Bike Time Rebel Road event. This has just been a super spot for us to gather and to have entertainment put up. The Berlin Sprague people are putting up some entertainment, usually on weekends. When it gets cold, they will be moving that entertainment back inside. But for now, we're able to do it in the outdoors. We've had a pretty good summer as it relates to rain. So we've had some very good Friday and Saturday nights in the social district and in the sandbox. Can be taken down, stored, put up somewhere else, if not next year, in the future years, in another lot. And the only thing we'd have to do is get the city DPW and our good friends out there to scoop some more excess sand up at the beach and bring her downtown to fill in another area for another sandbox.
Yeah, I love how you said you're reactivating the space.
The space has been activated over history. It was then obviously nullified for activity because there was nothing there.
Right.
It was a gaping hole with a new building on one side with one of those five historic buildings across the street where Berlin Sprague is in. It used to be a bank building. It used to be Muskegon Bank and Trust. And they are on the lower level there. It's a two-story building, and there's offices above. There is a route down, which is a juice bar and yoga shop and yoga studio that's on the front end of that building. So it's multi-use, two-story, very historic, as historic goes in Muskegon, and well-known. And when Boar's Belly, the former restaurant, went out, the owner of the building brought Berlin Sprague in. And Berlin Sprague was on the other side of 3rd Street, which is our main core downtown, where we have our traffic circle, the Johnson Circle, and our Muskegon Rising statue, which has become iconic to the redevelopment of downtown. So they were another two blocks down. So they're at 2nd Street now. They used to be down at 5th Street. And quite truthfully, they are very creative, along with a couple of the other operators down at the 5th Street area between 4th and 5th. And that's where 2020, where a lot of the activity was early on in the social district in terms of vibe, activity, street presence, just the excitement and energy that was being created with the outside food and beverage and the whole social district aspect of it. When they moved down to the new one, they've sort of brought some of that 5th Street vibe with them and reactivated an old restaurant spot that was vacant, and then have also a bar distillery, 18th Amendment across the street, and then also across the street on Western is Unruly, our other major, along with Pigeon Hill downtown brewer. And between the three of them, Unruly, Pigeon Hill, or Unruly, 18th Amendment, and Berlin Sprig, they have created a whole new node of activity. So now that we've spread it throughout now 5 or 6 blocks of downtown, rather than just having it at one intersection.
Yeah, so you're seeing some positive economic benefits from having the social district.
Huge.
And or the sandbox.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the sandbox is just one sort of unique little element of our social district. It goes 12 blocks and has about 22 establishments.
Wow.
So it's expansive. We have gotten through the major part of our summer with no major issues in terms of enforcement or incidences. We hopefully have not spread a lot of COVID. So we've gotten through the summer with a couple of more events on here in September. There'll be an Irish night, Irish day in Hackley Park, and we'll have our Taste of Muskegon, which is usually in June, has been put at the end of September. See if that works and give us a little more time to get the COVID thing worked out.
Yeah.
Our events are back. Our establishments are back. We have created a vibe in West Michigan and beyond where this is the place to be, both at what's happening out at our beach in terms of the deck out there, and then our social district and all of the elements. And we've probably got 2 more restaurant bar types that are looking to come in here in the next 12 months to add to the mix of downtown.
Awesome. So if I'm in the middle of the state or don't have Lake Michigan right there, what would you suggest for someone that, you know, you were able to use your sandbox and play on that? What do you suggest for a downtown that?
We have never had an issue of vacant storefronts. And I know going through those struggling along with Muskegon, you've had vacant storefront issues. We have not had that because we have had no storefronts. We knocked them all down. We've had vacant land. So we have had to find ways to do creative things with our vacant land that was within budget and within short time frames versus going out and putting up 3 or 4 or 5 you know, $10 million buildings. We might be able to get one of those every 2 years, but to fill in this gap in our smile along Western Avenue where the mall used to be, we've had to get creative with outdoor activities. And we are an outdoor recreational mecca in terms of all of our boating, all of our camping, hiking, biking. So we're used to being outdoors. We're starting to get used to being outdoors in the winter. That's the next step, is to get these activated, and fire features are not cheap. And we want to, you know, expand those types of opportunities as close to us Spring Lake has done, and as they've done in the downtown Holland. So outdoor is what we do. You need to use the asset that you have. Ours was vacant space. And we had to do something with it that created excitement and brought people together. What you do on the indoors is going to be different. And you have to then have a building owner, which is probably more difficult than having a lot owner,
right,
allow you to go do something special on a whim and maybe just for a year or two.
Amazing. Well, it sounds good. You make me want to go there right now, and
you got to come
my
see us.
Off
and you know that we want to have an annual conference here in the coming years as we put the pieces together. We have a new Van Dyke Mortgage Convention Center that would be just perfect for Michigan Downtown Association.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate your time and all the great knowledge that you shared today. And when you're in the western part of Michigan, everyone stop by, take a look at that social sandbox and everything else going on in downtown Muskegon.
Dana, thanks to you and Michigan Downtown Association. You've been a supportive help for what we've done here in Muskegon. And personally for me, as I've transitioned into this downtown management thing, it's been a good ride, and it's been a lot smoother ride because of you and your organization. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. You've been listening to the Michigan Downtown Association podcast in my downtown, and we appreciate everyone's time. Be safe.
This has been In My Downtown, a podcast of the Michigan Downtown Association. Thanks for tuning in.